lock button.
You went down. You went blind down.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Are you working?
No, I'm hanging out with my friends right now, though, but I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
So, I told a story to my friends. Remember that time that you said you went to an orgy when you were like 16 years old?
San Francisco, yeah.
Yeah. I'm here with my friend Nick. Can you, because I told it the way you told me. Can you tell it again just to, so if our stories line up?
I'm at the Fillmore Winterland. It's a big concert venue in San Francisco. I was at the venue and I'm watching the band backstage, and this black girl says, "Hey, you want to go to a party afterwards?" I go, "What is it, the band party?" She goes, "Well, no, but it's some music lovers and this and that." I go, "Okay." So we walk about 3.5 blocks up to Grant and Vallejo. That's where the Victorian house was. I go up to the door. They go, "Do you have any valuables?" I go, "No, I don't have no watch or I don't even have a wallet." They go, "Well, you got to put all your stuff in this paper bag and put your name on it." I go, "Well, I got nothing of valuable." They go, "Okay, now here's your bag for your clothes." I go, "What do you mean for bag for my clothes? What's that for?" They go, "Well, this is a nudist party. You have to take off all your clothes and put them in this shopping bag and put your name on that too." I go, "Okay." And then I just strutted in, you know, fucking nude. And then I went through the hallway. And me and the black girl went ahead of me. And I was kind of like, "Oh, I don't think I want to do this." But I did it. I was only 17. I was a junior in high school. And I walked into the party. And now the party had a big banquet table. And tits and dicks are all flying around. And then I went up to some girl, and she's got a vibrator, into the socket, and she's got the thing on her.
What year was this, Barry?
This is like 69.
Yeah.
I was 17 years old, 16, 17, 1970 or 69, I think 70.
Yeah.
So I'm hanging there. I was there all night. Just strutting around, you know. I ended up with a 35-year-old school teacher, but everybody was doing it like on the floor, against the wall, on the couch, on the banquet table. There's bananas and oranges, and pussy and dicks are flying about 2 inches from it. Yeah, it was kind of fun.
But you didn't get any action, you told me.
Oh no! I got a little action with a school teacher.
Oh, okay, you didn't tell me that. You told me that you just jerked off in the corner.
No, 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 no! I didn't jerk off at all.
That's what you told me.
Then maybe I might have in the beginning. No, what I was throwing, I wasn't jacking off. I was trying to pull my dick, so I might get some play instead of them saying, "That dick ain't big enough, but maybe if I pulled it a little, tugged on it a little bit,"
right,
"it might hang a little lower. Maybe I get some action."
Yeah.
Maybe that's why the girls were turning me down. And I go, "Hey, what do you need that vibrator for? I'm here." And then she took a look at my pecker. She goes, "No, I'd rather have the vibrator. I don't have to deal with it afterwards."
Yeah.
And I was only 16 or 17. I was there telling my mother I went to Wisconsin to my friend's cabin, summer home, and then I flew to Frisco. And then the day after I come back, she finds these cable car transfers in my pocket. And I go, "Oh, no, that's from my Grateful Dead album. See, Ma?" And I opened up the Grateful Dead Live, and it showed San Francisco and the cable car street. And, you know, and so I go, "Yeah, that's from the album, Ma. That's, you know, whatever." Yeah, she never found out I was in San Francisco. And then and it was an orgy, and I stayed overnight. when I left, I think I was the first one to leave. No one left. They were just walking around nude, nothing, you know. Here and there was showers. You could take showers. So after you had sex with somebody on the fucking rug or on the couch, you jump in the shower, and then you go have sex with someone else.
Yeah.
That's what they were doing. I only had a little action from an old teacher, because she had saggy tits and macaroni clitoris. They were stretched out like rubber bands. So my little pinga didn't I don't think it got her off, but, you know, right. she closed her eyes and said, "Okay, good job, son." That was, whatever. That was my first kind of, that was my first thing of sex, really. I mean, you know, I was trying to get pussy back in Chicago, but I didn't know what I was doing. That's where I saw people having sex for the first time. But then I figured out what positions now you use and shit like that. I went back to Chicago and told my friends, "Oh, man, we got to catch up." Frisco's having orgies. We got to get that going. Let's invite my high school girls over and put on some stag films and get nude. Come on, we got to start that. Yeah. But it really never happened.